plate a potential nugget.
And the last thing I wanted to explore before we wrap up, Stephen, was just you say that you could be command and control in the moment, but you could still be trust and inspire in terms of paradigm. And you sort of make the distinction between what's the paradigm and what's the tactical manifestation of your leadership style. So can you sort of unpack that distinction for us?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, let me put it this way. In a sense, trust and inspire is not so much the true opposite of command and control. It's more like a third alternative. Look at it this way. If command and control is excessively hands-on, the opposite of that might be more aptly described abdicate and abandon. Mm-hmm. That's excessively hands-off. You know, there's no leadership there. There's no vision, no direction. It's just complete, hey, whatever happens, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think trust and inspire is hand in hand. So the premise is this: a trust and inspire leader can be strong without being forceful. A trust and inspire leader can be authoritative without being authoritarian. A trust and inspire leader can be decisive without being exclusionary. A trust and inspire leader can be visionary without being isolated and isolating. A trust and inspire leader can be detail oriented without being distrusting. And a trust and inspire can be in charge and have control without being controlling. So it's kind of a third alternative that enables you. So you can, in the moment, do what's appropriate. And because I've had people say, well, Stephen, I've got to go command and control right now because I'm a trust and inspire person and leader, but quarterly earnings are due next week and I've got to just go command and control to get it done. And I'm saying, you can take action, strong, decisive action, and still be trust and inspire. And you know, if you're a parent and you're a trust and inspire parent with your kids, you care about them, you love them, you're trying to help them grow and develop, you see them as human beings, and you have a stewardship for them. If they run into the, you know, young three-year-old runs into the street with cars, you're not going to say, well, I trust that they're going to see the car and they'll know to turn around and come back. No, you're going to just go in there and grab them and pull them out. Mm-hmm. So that action might look and appear like command and control, but I'm saying when you are trust and inspire in your paradigm, in your heart, those actions are not command and control. That's what the situation needed. You to just take decisive action and pull them out. But how they look and feel about that is different because they know your love and care and concern for them. Whereas if they felt like you were just a thing to them, that you didn't really love and care for them, then when you pull them out, they might feel like that was almost abusive or, you know, this and that. They interpret it differently. And the whole point is that we can still be decisive and strong in a trust and inspire paradigm. And too often it gets kind of labeled as this is slow, this is soft, this is weak, you know, it takes too long. And I'm saying, no, you can be authoritative without being authoritarian. It's a better way to lead. And we can take the needed action. And if there's time constraints, you can move fast and still be trust and inspire because you've built the relationship. They know you, you've involved people. But there might be some situations where we don't have time to make all these decisions. So I'm going to move ahead with this, but you know why I'm doing it. You interpret it completely differently. It was what was needed in the moment, but we're partners. And that's what a partner does, as opposed to I work for you. And that's what you do. You know, you just do everything yourself instead of involve us. So it's just a different interpretation of everything that you might do. So I don't think there's ever a time we have to be command and control. I think you can be trust and inspire, including taking decisive, fast action when that is what the situation calls for.
I love the distinction Stephen makes about the paradigm and the action. The paradigm, I guess, is about having a set of underlying beliefs which determines how we engage with the people around us. What also struck me was the way people see our actions is determined not so much by the action itself,
but the underlying beliefs we hold about them over a period of time. The same action could be interpreted so differently depending on how we've engaged with them over a period of time. I thought that was a really nuanced and a helpful distinction. Thank you for listening.